Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The DH, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Mike Flanagan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Pete Stanisek. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Butch Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave J. Schmidt. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Lloyd Mosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mosby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Rance Mullinix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhart. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Witt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGriff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Blue Jays. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barfield strikes out. 1 out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanisek. Gruber reaches second base with a double. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fernandez is one for one in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gerhart strikes out. One out. Jim Traver is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Traver takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to second. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Traver moves to second. It's Blue Jays, 2, Orioles, 2. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stanisek is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanisek takes first base on ball 4. Traver moves to third. Shue moves to second. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Traver scores. Shue moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Mosby. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGriff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Davis moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Davis steals third. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhart hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. 1 out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff hits a fly ball towards left. Stanisek settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stanisek. Jesse Barfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gruber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gruber hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Traber strikes out. 1 out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shue is hit by the pitch. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stanisek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanisek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shue moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. 2 outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gerhardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerhardt hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Rans Mullinix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Witt strikes out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. McGriff hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Shue hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stanisek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanisek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Ward now pitching. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Stanisek. The throw from Witt and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Barfield hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gruber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gruber hits a line drive towards short. Ripken catches it and throws to first to double up Barfield. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Joe Orsulak pinch hits for Butch Davis. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsulak hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. Orsulak moves to second. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Orsolac now playing right field. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders pinch hits for Rance Mullenix. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops it up and throws to first, with Ward covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stanisek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-3 in the game. McGriff hits a line drive into right field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.